A Willow Creek cannabis farmer is getting a second chance as Humboldt County's Board of Supervisors has spared his permit from being revoked. Doing business as Ghost Ship Investments LLC, Evacio Machado's cultivation permit was up for revocation at the October 28th supervisors meeting. The permit for 47,000 square feet of outdoor and mixed light cannabis was suspended last March due to $5,000 of unpaid planning department fees and several compliance issues. They include use of monofilament netting, failure to submit an energy plan, and not having enough water storage. The suspension bars cannabis cultivation until fixes are made, but an inspection last summer found the farm active. With lack of response to the compliance directives, staff recommended revocation of Machado's permit. But he asked for a break, explaining the condition of the site when he bought it in 2021 as the cannabis market headed for a downturn.
When I acquired it, they had a bunch of issues. It was pretty dirty and garbage all over the place. Had issues with fish and game that I needed to do some covert work. I spent over $80,000 to get that taken care of. And, you know, slowly I've been improving. It has been a struggle. No need to explain too much, as you guys know about the industry. And I have been trying to basically survive.
Explaining the unpaid fees, Machado said he had to borrow money to cover the cost of state licensing and focused on that. He acknowledged non-response to county violation notices, saying he was overwhelmed. Planning Director John Ford said Machado was given ample opportunity to work with the county on the issues.
He was advised in 2024 that he cannot cultivate in 2025 until the permit is in compliance.
Right. So
when we ran into the situation where we saw that there's a pretty large balance, it was like, okay, we're going to suspend that because we've got no more avenues. We can educate, we can encourage, we can say stop, but when somebody runs through the stop sign and they run through the suspension, there's no more avenues.
Board Chair Michelle Bushnell said Machado's debts go beyond fees as he owes over $15,000 in property taxes and almost $19,000 in Measure S excise taxes. Asked about environmental issues, planning staff said, aside from some road erosion in spots, the site is, quote, fairly clean. Supervisor Rex Bone questioned whether revocation will ultimately be in the county's best interest, saying, quote, if we vote to uphold this, then we've got a snowball's chance in hell of collecting our back taxes. But Supervisor Steve Madrone warned against being too lenient.
We keep extending deadlines. We keep allowing for illegal cultivation when licenses have been suspended. There's a product sitting out there that occurred illegally that's going to get sold, you know? And so, I mean, if we are always going to be really soft on all of these things, then I would think that we as a board should not be surprised of the outcome of people not paying us, not paying their taxes, not paying their invoices for fees for staff time, not going ahead and growing regardless, because there's no repercussions. You know, I mean, that's the message out there. I keep hearing this over and over again when these things come before us that, well, it wasn't going to be so bad if I didn't deal with the county. It was going to be a lot worse if I didn't deal with the state and things like that. So, I mean, it's a real conundrum.
Bushnell motioned to preserve the permit with the condition that all fees be paid by the end of the year, which is also the deadline for paying Measure S tax debts, and for Machado to communicate with planning staff, quote, on what he's going to do to become compliant and get his permit back in good standing. There was some debate on it, but Ford said, if Machado doesn't make good on his obligations, quote, we would still need to bring it back for a hearing, but we could turn it around fairly fast. The board voted 4-1 in favor of Bushnell's motion, with Madrone dissenting. In Eureka for KMUD News, this is Daniel Mintz.